up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, I'm Vaughan Bennis, and welcome to Blind Citizens Australia's weekly radio program, New Horizons. In this week's program, we're going back to something we've discussed a couple of times on the program. With the federal election coming up this weekend, we're looking at Blind Citizens Australia's key election issues. We're joined on the line by John Simpson, Vice President of Blind Citizens Australia.
Hi, Vaughan.
We're also joined by Emma Bennison, who's the President of BCA.
Thanks, Vaughan.
And we're also joined by former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graeme Innes.
Hello, great to be here.
We're here to talk about the key election issues that Blind Citizens Australia sees. I thought we might start the process with John.
Well, as many of your listeners will know from previous programs, BCA has concentrated on four key issues in the lead up to this election. They relate to the availability or lack of it of audio description on Australian television, the introduction of the NDIS, and in particular how that will impact on blind people, and some discrepancies between the NDIS funding system and the aged care funding system, which largely mean that people who are over 65 don't have access to funding for their disability-related needs in the same way as it's expected that people will under the NDIS. So in the last week, Vaughan, the three of us have taken that initiative a little bit further and have all been involved in a letter-writing campaign to Australian newspapers to see if we can push the issue a little bit further. I wrote and had a letter published in the Melbourne Age on Thursday, which really was based on my own circumstances. I thought that it was best to use a personal story that I could introduce a little bit of emotion and anxiety to make the point. And the point of my letter was that I'm now 69 years of age. I'm still active in the community, and my funding needs for disability support relate to things about staying active in the community. They don't relate to my personal care needs or to aged care in the traditional sense, whether that be in a residential setting or aged care in my own home. And it's this gap that seems to be unfilled by current government policy. And of course, the irony of that is that this is the government that is pushing so hard for people to continue to work longer and stay active in their community, yet that's not reflected in the funding that's available for people with disability between the two packages of the NDIS and the My Aged Care Gateway. To move along then, perhaps Emma could talk to us a little bit about her letter, which Emma related to audio description.
Yes, that's right. My letter was relating to the fact that, in spite of the fact that we've had a number of trials of audio description on the ABC over the past few years, we still don't have government legislation to enshrine audio description and to ensure that it's available across all Australian television networks in the same way that we do with captioning. So my letter was really, I guess, highlighting the disparity there between the service that we have in relation to captioning in Australia and the lack of service that we have in relation to audio description, and really talking about the impact of that on me personally in terms of not being able to, you know, watch programs with my children. We have two young children, so, you know, it really is a significant impact having to play catch-up either via iView or not getting audio description provided at all. And it's particularly highlighting the fact that there's no excuse really, because audio description is actually available in many comparable countries, you know, the UK, the US, New Zealand, etc. So it's not as though there aren't precedents for this. It's just that the government is being fairly complacent about it and hasn't really recognised it as a significant problem. So that was I guess, the focus of the letter. And then I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to this particular issue on ABC Radio in Hobart on Tuesday night. And it was great because in addition to me being able to raise the issue, they were also willing to play a clip from Doctor Who that was audio described. So for people who had no idea what audio description is, it gave them an opportunity to get a first-hand understanding of it, which I think is really important because I often say to people, you know, captions are really visible to everyone. You know, they're on the screen, people can see them, whereas audio description is often more hidden. It's often, you know, in cinemas, for example, it's delivered via a headset. In theatre, it's delivered via a headset. And at the moment on television, of course, it's delivered as a catch-up service. So it's often just not talked about. It's like a very well-kept secret. So, yeah, I think it was really good that it was able to be put out there in that way.
So, Emma, if I can just come back in there, you've mentioned the ABC and the iView trial. Mm. How does a campaign in a pre-election period relate to the commercial broadcasters?
Well, we're certainly wanting to change, or we're wanting, calling on governments to change the broadcast legislation so that audio description will be mandated across all Australian television networks. And so the iView trial will be discontinued at the end of July, but it's a longer term and a broader issue than just audio description on the ABC, although, of course, that's important because it's our public broadcaster.
And I was just going to say, what this is an attempt to do is to address that situation and recognise the benefits that people who are therefore have a hearing impairment experience, but people who are blind or vision impaired are disadvantaged in that respect.
Yep.
Thanks, Graham. While you're there, Graham, what was the focus of your letter?
Well, I guess the focus of my letter was that recognising that the NDIS, as you've explained in your earlier comments, that people are going to win, really, who are going to have the opportunity to experience the NDIS, because we will gain a whole lot more choice and control of the services we receive and the support we receive through the funding through the NDIS. But as a result of the move of funds to the NDIS, or as part of that, during the Abbott government, funding was removed to a whole range of peak organisations, such as Blind Citizens Australia. And I wanted to, again, share my personal experience of the benefits that I have gained as a result of the advocacy of Blind Citizens Australia over many years. And I will still need that advocacy on issues such as audio description, or such as the lesser availability of my aged care when the NDIS comes into place. So the flow-on effect from the introduction of the NDIS and the Abbott government cuts is that organisations which represent me and many other blind and vision impaired people throughout Australia are going to be disadvantaged because that funding for peak advocacy bodies has been removed. So I suppose in that sense we've all reflected our own experience in the letters that we wrote.
Can I just mention that I attended the Blind Citizens WA State Forum, and this very question came up from a person who actually had never been to a Blind Citizens Australia event before, who said, what's the NDIS going to do for me in terms of, you know, finding a job, or, you know, making sure that, you know, that employers have the right attitude towards employing, you know, blind and vision impaired people. And, you know, it was very, very clear that, in fact, you know, that was really not the role of the NDIS, and that the NDIS is not a panacea in terms of, you know, being able to change attitudes in society. And there are a number of people who were able to say to this person, you know, actually that's a really significant role for BCA, not only in terms of systemic advocacy, but also in terms of peer support, in terms of, you know, how have other people, other blind and vision impaired people, managed to go through that process of finding work, of going through tertiary study, all of the things that she was asking about. And so it was a really good example of why we need, we absolutely still need BCA and other organisations like ours.
So BCA has been involved in this campaign for some time, and there's been a focus on individuals writing to their MPs and to the media and so on and so forth, and there's quite a lot on the BCA website about that, and in fact some template letters, I think, Emma, that people can use.
Mm, yes.
So where do we go from here as our listeners are tuning into this program? We're within the last few days of the election campaign. None of the parties have made substantial commitments, as I understand it, around these issues, although there's been some interest in audio description, I think, from the Greens and some of the minor parties. But how do we progress this, Emma, beyond the election campaign?
Well, I guess, you know, as our CEO, Leah Van Poppel, said at the forum, what we're really doing through these letters is putting political parties, all sides of politics, on notice that these are going to be key issues that we are going to be sitting down with them about, you know, post-election, whoever is governing, that this is actually just the beginning of, you know, a long-term campaign in which we will be seeking agreements from whoever's governing around all of these four campaign areas. So it is still absolutely critical that people who can do go onto our website and make it very clear to politicians that these issues are important to you, because it's you, the membership, who will actually be able to have the biggest influence.
Graham, I guess once we're past the election and we know, of course, which party's in government, but also what the various ministerial appointments and so forth, we can be even more targeted.
Oh, well, that's absolutely right, and that's what you have to do. You don't win these sorts of campaigns at elections. You certainly ramp them up and you add the pressure and try and get commitments from one and from all parties. But they're won over the long term by the continued advocacy that Blind Citizens Australia provides. And that's why I was so keen to write the letter that I did, because, of course, it's much harder for BCA to do that without the sort of government funding that we were receiving until 2014 or 2015.
Okay, so Vaughan, that's the picture as it is from the three of us with three approaches. And I guess the important message for our listeners is to encourage all BCA members and other people who are blind or vision impaired with an interest in the area to pick up this challenge and make sure that our voices are heard up to and beyond the election.
The other thing we should say is that if people need assistance with those letters, or if they need them in a different format, or, you know, whatever other assistance people might need, they can contact the office and there are staff who are happy to assist.
And, of course, you can write your own letter to the editor of your local paper, if you like, and hopefully that message will get across loud and clear to the government of the future. My thanks to all of you for joining us on this week's program.
Thanks, Vaughan.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And that's it for this week's program. My thanks to John Simpson, Emma Bennison and Graham Innes for their company on the program. Don't forget that Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by email on bca@bca.org.au or by telephone on 1-800-033-660. Blind Citizens Australia is always willing to accept your donations, so please go onto the website or call the office if you'd like to know more about that. New Horizons is produced each week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia to showcase issues relating to blindness and vision impairment. That could be stories or issues specifically regarding people who are blind or vision impaired, or information and issues from the general community which have relevance to people who are blind or vision impaired. If you've got anything that you'd like featured on New Horizons, or any feedback about the program, you can get in touch with me on new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. I look forward to hearing from you. That's all for this week, though. Until next week, take care.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.